From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. Today was supposed to be the deadline in Syria. An international ceasefire plan called for the Syrian regime to pull back troops and heavy weapons from places they've been bombarding. But the U.S. and others say there are no signs of a pullback. Instead, they accuse Syrian authorities of intensifying attacks to try to crush their opponents. But as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, the international envoy, Kofi Annan, is not yet giving up.
On a day when Syrian tanks were supposed to pull back from Syrian cities, an opposition group was busy as usual, posting videos of what it says were fresh attacks in neighborhoods in the central city of Homs. Former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan says the Syrian military has withdrawn from some places, but is also moving into areas that were not previously targeted. Still, he says there is time for his peace plan to work.
I believe it's a bit too early to say that the plan has failed. The plan is still on the table and is a plan we are all fighting to implement.
Annan, who's a joint UN and Arab League envoy, visited Syrian refugees in Turkey today and says he heard heart-wrenching stories about women and children uprooted from their homes and fired upon as they fled. He says he's working on getting international monitors on the ground and is calling for an end to the bloodshed before Syria plunges into the abyss.
There should be no preconditions for stopping violence. That is something we need to do for the people and for the country concerned.
Syria wanted guarantees that opposition forces would abide by the Annan plan. The U.S. called that a stalling tactic. At the United Nations today, U.S. Ambassador Susan Rice said there will soon be a moment of truth when countries will have to think about stepping up the pressure on Bashar al-Assad's regime.
It is outrageous, but by no means unexpected or surprising, that the government has yet again made commitments and broken them.
Today in Moscow, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov was nudging his Syrian counterpart to implement the Annan plan. We think they could be more decisive in fulfilling the plan, Lavrov says, adding he spoke frankly with the Syrian foreign minister about this today. Some analysts say the Russians are sounding more frustrated.
It looks like the Syrian government's thumbing its nose at the Russians just like it is the rest of the world.
That's Anne-Marie Slaughter, who was the State Department's policy planning director before returning to Princeton last year to teach international relations. She thinks the best option now is something countries in the region have been discussing for months, setting up safe zones for Syrian civilians.
You know, this has been a game of kind of after you, no after you, where the Turks have said they couldn't move without the UN, the UN couldn't go without Russia, the U.S. wasn't going to move unless the Turks and the Arabs moved, so everybody has pointed at everybody else.
Slaughter is hopeful that is changing as everyone sees the Annan peace plan falter.
We have to recognize that unless we put together a coalition that is willing at least to create a safe zone, we're looking at a civil war that is going to spill over borders. It's going to result in increasing sectarianism and fragmentation in Syria, increasing instability in the region, harm to our interests, and ultimately exactly the kind of situation we most want to prevent right in the heart of the most sensitive region in the world.
Just this week, Syrian troops fired into a refugee camp inside Turkey, and violence also spilled over into Lebanon. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.